Hi everyone, welcome back to Grounded. It's Anna
and April,
and today we are actually going to start off with Oprah's latest post. For all of you who already follow her on Instagram, you may have already seen it, and for everyone that doesn't follow her on Instagram, highly recommend you to just look at it because it's available to everyone. However, Oprah shared about her friendship with her long-term best friend, Gail. And I'm going to start off reading the quote or the caption of the photo. Oprah says, I can't tell you how many times people have introduced me to their best friends as she's my Gail. The reason our friendship has worked for over 40 years without arguments or fallouts is that we've always been happy with our own lives. A true friend can't be jealous of you or want to take advantage of you in any way. Ever since we met in 1976, we've been doing the same thing. Listening, talking, laughing a lot, building dreams, cheering, being a shoulder to cry on, speaking the truth, being the truth, and now posing for our first Oprah magazine cover for September's friendship issue. So we actually wanted to talk about that today and call this podcast The Non-Negotiables Part 2. And we want to actually unpack what Oprah has shared, because she is, her and Gail are living proof of ride or die friendships. Like the ultimate living proof, I think. So, yeah, we wanted to unpack with you guys what she meant, especially with this sentence that really stood out for me was, is that we've always been happy with our own lives. And, yeah, I don't know, there's so much in there. Like, how to be happy with your own life. And I guess that also questions my definition of a friendship, because I always thought that your friend would also need to love your life, kind of thing, for it to work. Like, they have to quote unquote approve of what you're doing in your life, so it's kind of like a mutual bond. But I don't know, like when Oprah says we've always been happy with our own lives, it kind of makes me question, oh, okay, so does that mean then I can have a life that I love, and it doesn't necessarily mean that April has to love every single second of it, or like whatever that entails. But just as long as we're happy with our own unique lives. So,
yeah. I think what you said just then around looking at what does that part mean, like we've always loved our own lives, I was just thinking, I think what you said is correct. Like, it doesn't have to mean that I love your life and you love my life. Obviously, like, if you were doing things in your life that I was like, I don't think that's good for your life, then, like, that would obviously be a conversation, but it wouldn't stop me being friends with you. But I think what I'm getting from that is, like, the person who you are when you really love your life and you really are just kind of enjoying what you're up to and the people you're around, like there's a certain way you are. Like, if you think about happy people and not happy people, and people that say they really are like happy with their life, and then the people like FML all the time, like I just think that for you to be able to be in a friendship or a relationship or anything where there's like, you know, a mutual kind of connection with somebody, like I think you have to bring that certain energy, like, of love of life. Because I don't know, I'm just thinking of friendships where, like, there'll always be maybe someone who's not enjoying their life, and maybe the other person is like sort of a soundboard for things they're going through or things like that, which is fine. Like, that's what makes friendships also, like, closer together, when you share the down times as well as the good times. But I think if there's that imbalance, like, maybe that's what that she's talking about, is in, like, you have to be fulfilled yourself before you can actually connect with another person.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking. Like, if you're not full,
yeah,
how could you possibly be able to contribute to somebody else?
That's right. Like, yeah, giving them love, being like, yeah, as you said, a shoulder to cry on. And also, the next sentence after that was, a true friend can't be jealous of you or want to take advantage of you in any way. And that's so aligned with what you just said, because if I believe jealousy and that taking advantage only happens when someone is living, yeah, in a life of,
well, they're not happy with their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of scarcity or whatever it is. Yeah. There's something missing and,
yeah,
it would feel like, and they would have to take it away. And that
comparison.
Yeah.
Oh, you have something I don't have. So clearly there's something incomplete with the way their life is.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm.
So that's what she means.
Mm. Well, that's what I hear anyway.
Mm.
And I think, yeah, that fits, so doesn't it? The other thing as well that this brought up in terms of non-negotiables is how, like, over their friendship, a 40-year friendship so far, and any, like, friendships that last the test of time, like, I think going back to our non-negotiables part one, how we were sharing things that, like, are really the building blocks of a good friendship and one that's actually going to last, is the ability to have that longevity, which for me, it's that you don't stay the same people. Like, you don't have to be the same person that you started off,
yeah,
with, but you do have to grow together.
Yeah.
Like, if, and this happens in, like, relationships too, where people will, like, reflect, like, oh, you're not the person I fell, yeah, in love with. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so if you're not kind of growing together, and whatever that looks, it doesn't mean you have to be doing the same things and you have to be at the same spots in your life, but ultimately you need to evolve together. Mm-hmm. And like, that I think is a positive thing. Like, I don't want to be the same person I am right now in 10 years. I want to be 10 years
mm-hmm.
transformed. Mm-hmm. Do you know? And of course you're still going to have your core values and things that are important to you probably still be important to you, mm-hmm. but it's just that evolution, I think, that has friendships lasting the test of time. And like she said as well, there's something else in there, how it says that they're like, so they've been doing the same thing, like their friendship looks the same, they've been enjoying like listening, talking, laughing, building dreams and all of that, but that still would be that evolution. They're not always going to be talking about the same thing. They're not going to be having the same dreams all the time. Like, they're going to achieve things, yep, and they're going to want to continue to move forward. So yeah, I think that is another massive non-negotiable, is that, and it can't be forced either. You can't be like, right, I'm only going to be your friend if you're going to,
yeah,
you're going to be committed to growing. Like, it's just, that's just, I think, you do have to be committed to, like, grow, though. Like, I guess you can't have a long-lasting friendship if someone is super fixed on, like, being a set way. Like, what I really like about our friendship already is that we are constantly, like, taking ourselves on and being up for how can I don't want to say, like, be better. It's not about being better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, how can I live an even more amazing life? Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, what, like, how can I make a difference? Or, I can't quite work out what it is. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. No, I get you. As in,
like, we're not saying not we're perfect. Better. And we're not saying,
no,
we're done. Like, I'm just going to be like this forever. And, like, that also occurs in the feedback. Like, we give, like, you know, if I was to say to you something about, like, oh, like, we'll get into that in another episode, but around, yeah, like, you know how might, like, challenge each other on things?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, we never vulnerable. Respond with, like, I'm back off there. You know, we're always willing,
yeah,
to go there.
To listen. Yep.
Mm,
number one.
Is what I mean. And we know that our feedback is coming from a place of love, not because trying because to make
we
you
actually,
wrong.
Yeah, no, it comes from a place of we actually are committed to getting over that obstacle or that hump. Yeah, no, I totally get that. And there was something that you said as well, and I'm glad you brought it up. It was about people changing, like, within the friendship. And how it's a commitment. And that's a conversation. That's a conversation away, I think. I think that's when a lot of my friendships in the past have fallen out. Because there was no conversation about having a long-lasting friendship. Like, we have, like... That's pretty much what this podcast is all about.
Well, and to be honest, that's what our friendship light was built on, actually.
Like a ride and die.
Yeah, and that conversation.
Yeah. So even setting that, like, straight from the get-go, and that will take a level of vulnerability. Like, it is...
For sure.
Like, of course people... Well, it's not the norm for people to be like, oh, I really like you as a friend.
Yeah.
Can we make this last?
Kind of especially thing. Not, like, early days of a friendship.
No. No, you'd be like, you that freak.
Might put them off, yeah. Or like stage 5 clinger.
Oh, yeah. All that. And I think that's what I'm saying. Like, it's only a conversation away. And if they're not at the same level, it's going to, I guess, hurt a bit because they were special to you. But it's good to be flat out from the very beginning because then every conversation from that day on will be based on that. It's like, okay, cool. Like, we actually want to make it work for the long run. So any conversation about, you know, something like that is difficult to talk about or you have an argument or like a misunderstanding, it'd be based on that. It'd be like, okay, cool. I just want to bring this up because we committed to a ride or die friendship and I just want to get this out of the way.
And that goes back to as well, like how we've talked in the past about sharing with people what's important to you in your friendship, like, because that, like you said, gives you access to then deal with anything along the way. Is that if you're both clear, like, what you're committed to, like, then it kind of doesn't matter what shows up, even if it is like a bit of a breakdown, you can deal with it in a powerful way rather than being like, I don't really know.
Yeah,
like,
definitely don't avoid it. This.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's really important. And I think the other thing that, I was thinking about as we were going into like long-term friendships as well is like, and when not only people change but circumstances change, so when maybe there's a change in how often you're able to see that person, for example, a friend of mine who has been a long-term friend is leaving on Monday to go on like a year to 2 year overseas trip, which is amazing, like so excited and happy
very
for her
courageous.
At the same time really like what am I gonna do, like like that's a massive change for our friendship because I'm literally not going to be able to physically be with her and also even in catching up with her, like I'm just all like I don't know what it's gonna look like now, like she's gonna be on the road. Like, I don't know how I'm going to communicate. Like, and, you know, you have those go-to people, like, that you just ring randomly. Like, I'll ring her sometimes and be like, so, like, there's this situation, like I do with you as well. And, like, you just kind of, they're like a soundboard for you to just need another perspective. And it's just such a familiar thing to, like, have that kind of readily available to just dial and be like
same time
what you, what's
zone
your opinion on it. And like I guess what has showed up for me is this like fear that's not real but it occurs as real that like oh no, like is this going to change our friendship, is our friendship going to be able to be the same when things return back to normal, and not that it has to be the same but is it going to be like still what I know our friendship to be. So like we were just saying, things don't stay the same.
No.
But what I guess that it all boils down to how connected we're going to feel. Because right now she's one of my close friends and I feel like there's nothing off limits and there's like ride or die friendship, right?
Yeah.
And I just had the concern of like, oh, is it going to be like, yeah, different? Is something, is it going to be different? So, but then, yeah, I guess that's normal when
it is very
changes
normal.
Happen. But I just have to go back to the building blocks like we talk about. You know, if you've got that, you know, you have nothing to fear because you'll be able to talk about anything. So even if that was to kind of feel like that was happening, I wouldn't feel like I couldn't actually talk to her about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't think, like, deep down, I don't think that's actually going to happen. Because mm-hmm. when you've got, like, friends that you consider to be, like, friends that are going to mm-hmm. be in your life for a long time, yeah, like, nothing can really get in the way. So
no. And on that, a friend once told me that love transcends time and space.
Mm.
Like, it just transcends it. It's not even in the same realm, right? So, for example, I've had friends, let's just say, since 2010, right? And I haven't talked to them ever since. Mm. But for some reason, as I said, it transcends time and space. But for some reason, even if we haven't seen or talked to each other for 10 years and we're literally on opposite sides of the world, the love is still there.
Mm.
And for some crazy fact, like, even if I don't see, touch wood, or I don't know, actually, if I never see them ever in my life, just because I'm just will not align, or if I do see them, it doesn't matter because of what we shared in the past.
Mm.
Or, like, what you created in the past. You just know it's untouchable. Mm. And that's what keeps me sane. Because if I just, like, think about, like, oh, like, shit, like, I'll never see them again.
Mm.
Because it's literally, like, a lot of them live, like, let's say in Brazil. It's just, like, financially and physically, like, hard.
Mm.
For them to save up to come over here, or for me, it's like really far away. You really have to have a committed trip over there. Like, even if, yeah, like, there are so many factors I can be thinking about, but I'm at peace because of the love we shared when we were together. Mm. If that makes sense.
And so, do you mean like it doesn't change anything about your friendship?
No, as in, to the point where I can just still just message them and not be true. Worried if they've become distant, because in my eyes they're still like forever close to
me. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, if that makes sense. So. Yeah, when I heard that quote for the first time, like, love transcends time and space, you actually can't. Yeah, it's so true, because if love was truly present, it just transcends.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter where you
physical
are.
Physical and, yeah.
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 Yeah, interesting. I wonder as well, like, how many friendships have suffered or drifted apart because of, like, a conversation not had.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
like, something was unsaid.
Yeah, and then just kind of, like, two people thought that the other person was this way. Like,
yeah,
you know, because sometimes when you don't hear from someone, you could easily make that mean, oh, well, they're not thinking about me, they don't care about me, or, like, anything. You could make that mean anything.
Yeah.
And then it's unusual how, like, at the same time, you have other people that you're like, oh, yeah, I know, like, we're good. Like,
yeah,
you know, just because I haven't heard from them doesn't mean that anything's changed. But so often I think that that's ultimately, it could either be that or it could just be, I don't know. I still think, though, all kinds of relationships still need to be recharged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still need to actually be with people to have that connection. Not all the time. Like, you can easily be on the phone to someone, right? But part of me is like, when you haven't been in the presence of someone for such,
like,
a long
physically?
Time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like you need to, in some form, whether it's maybe on the phone or something, but, like, you still need to have a connection.
Like, communicate.
Yeah, maybe it's just communication. It's not necessarily physical form, actually. Because if you were able to speak to that person. But and hear their voice, not like a text or message.
Yeah.
I think it's like it's an voice. Actual conversation, like a real-time conversation is what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
I think that's important. Because then,
to nurture the...
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Because
Without it, like, it's kind of not in existence. Well, it is, but it's not.
This is interesting. We're going into this because I'm kind of like on the other spectrum. But that's how I've been able to cope with it.
Mm.
Because I've been in a position where I had to leave so many friendships behind, like in Italy, when I lived there for a year.
Mm.
I made like a bunch of really, really, like to the point where I call them sisters. Mm. And what I've understood is it's been 10 years now, nearing 10 years, since I left them. And it's true, like some friendships, like I definitely don't like reach out to them at all. And then there's some I do.
Mm.
Like there's, yeah. And, but I'm at peace as well.
Mm.
Because I did spend a few years after, I did go back. Like I went to Brazil, I went to just to reunite with them. And then what I found personally was it wasn't sustainable or I wasn't present to the friendships here. But because I was like, no, like I need to like retain that or like nurture that those friendships. But what I found myself doing was like not having time for people here. Just, yeah, at a capacity.
Mm.
And I'm like, and that was when I started loving Adelaide. When I started like finding the beauty in the relationships here and things like that. So,
do you think though it has to be one or the other?
No, because I've got both now. Like I've got you, Al, like everyone here.
Mm.
And then there's them. And I'm at peace as to like wherever I am in the world.
Mm.
Because if I was always just like trying to like maintain those long terms, yeah, that's so true. Because even some of them even admitted that to me, where they were like, and it didn't hurt me at all because I got it. Like they said that we were always on Skype, and like until 4 a.m. because of the time differences. Mm. It got to the point where we woke up really tired and we weren't able to be present during the day.
Mm.
And that's what I'm talking about, where like my only way of like really like keeping the love or like having that was just acknowledging that love transcends time and space and it will always be there. And if you see each other in the future, it's awesome. If you don't, well, whatever.
Mm.
But you know,
maybe I'm just like, maybe I'm caught up in the world of making things mean things, because when you're saying that, I'm trying to apply that to the two friendships I was talking to you about before we started recording, and how literally there is now distance that was not there prior when we were like living in the same actual area. And I put it down to the why the friendship has changed and become almost non-existent, purely down to like, well, we don't see each other anymore and there are no conversations happening to maintain the friendship. So now if I was to see one of those girls, I would not feel connected to them like I did. It would not be revisiting back to where we were.
Yep.
Because there is so much like of a gap now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know what's been going on in their life. And it's not that I don't like them. Like, don't get me wrong, I would still obviously be like super happy to see them, and I would still feel connected to them because I do have like a friendship from the past with them, so there's still more of a connection with them than like a stranger, for example. However, and this is just where I'm starting to realize that maybe this is just like comes down to how you view it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For me, just where my current level of thinking is at, for me, if I literally saw one of the girls walked here, of course I'd get out my car and be like, oh my god, like, of course I'd want to interact with them. But what would also be missing is that connection we shared before they moved away, purely, and I put it down to like we literally just have not been in each other's lives to know what's going on. Like I wouldn't feel like I know them because they've
would you have the urge stuff. To just like just reset? and like get to know them again?
Probably, yeah. But it would just be that initial like, okay, I need to re-get to know you.
Yeah, yeah, go.
I wouldn't be able to just be like, I know you, because they're not going to be the same person. Like, once again, it goes back to I wouldn't expect them to be the same person. And so I'd need to get to know who they are now.
But do you think that the essence of them would be the same?
Well,
you know how like some people like
probably because but then I don't know.
That's true. Like, you don't know.
I couldn't actually.
That's like predicting the future.
Yeah, like who knows? And the other thing that makes me that just a thought come to my mind. You know how like I've got another friend that I'm like have known for a long time, but once again, we were really close and now we're not really close anymore, but I'd still be happy to see her and like talk to her and all of that. But I have this thought occasionally about particular people where I think if I met you now and had no history with you, would you be someone I would actually strike up a friendship with, or would you just be like an acquaintance and like, do you know what I mean? Like I just wonder, because going back to how people will transform over time and things change and people become like an evolution of themselves. Like I just wonder, are some friendships purely still in existence only because of the history, and there's no reason to cut it off, but it, you're just not as close anymore and you're just kind of like, oh well, I've been friends with this person since whenever, right? But the thought occurs occasionally around, yeah, if I met them as a brand new person today, like, would we connect and actually form a friendship? And I don't know the answer. And sometimes I even think probably not. And I just find that really interesting.
It is interesting.
Isn't it?
We can go a million ways. Like, now that raises the question of, like, you know, I think of relationships like characters in a book, right? So some characters in a book, like, I'm just going to talk about Harry Potter because everyone knows Harry Potter. Well, 99% of the population does. Like, from the start to the end, Harry, Hermione, and Ron were together.
Good example. I like where
you go. Right? Yeah. And then there are some characters who come in and out. Like, they just come in and out, and that's just a story. It's like they contribute to their lives for, like, one chapter or a book. And then the next book, they're not there anymore because something happened. So I'm wondering if there's, like, both. In one's life, like, I can imagine you being like a Hermione, let's just say. It's just like gonna like be there forever. And there are some that just come in and out.
And that reminds me of like that quote around, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but how there will be some people that do stay in your life and then and that's fine. Like that's they're meant to. And then there are other people. There are other people that, like you said, will be in your life for a chapter.
Yeah.
But because there's a purpose for them to be in your life for that amount of time. And they're not meant to be in your life for a long period. I like that kind of analogy of, like, there's nothing bad or wrong about people coming in and out of your life. It doesn't mean anything about you. It doesn't mean anything about them. If you just return back to this is just... it's just the way it is. And I like thinking that people that come into your life, whether or not they end up being a good experience or a bad experience, or the relationship I should say, like, it's still there to teach you something or to offer you something or to contribute to you in some way. And it's just all meant to be. Like, that's, I don't know, I'm very like, in terms of my beliefs, I'm very like, things happen for a reason and the universe aligns things to happen, good or bad, and believe in energy and magnetic fields and all of that kind of stuff that I used to think was a little bit crazy. But there's just now so much research and so much evidence that, like, that's not just a make-believe, like, hippie kind of talk. And that's where what we were just saying about people coming in and out of your life fits with that for me. Like, okay, maybe that's all that is, and nothing more. Like, just don't add anything.
Yeah, don't add anything.
That's where you go down the yellow brick road.
Yeah,
start to be like, oh well, you know, this means that, or maybe I've done something wrong. Or, I don't know. It's easy to go there. Super easy to go there.
And start to make it up. Yeah, and I'm glad the podcast has reached this point, because coming full circle, and it's given me like a bit of like time to reflect on is this podcast then is not about forcing ride or die friendships.
Yeah, good thinking here.
Because, and it just came up to me now.
Mm.
But like, we really don't want to have that message of like, be friends with that person forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Sign a contract.
Yeah. Because it can change, number one.
Mm.
And I guess where we come into the world is... is if you feel like deep down, like they're supposed to be like in your, like Harry Potter, Hermione, like Ron, it was like a given. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be there forever. And you know, throughout the books and the films, they had the ups and downs. Mm-hmm. I think that's where our podcast comes in, where when you're in that down moment, like how to get back up,
mm-hmm.
like how to make sure that it's like,
Friendships that are supposed to last.
Yeah. Like, you don't fall out because of some silly thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's true. That breaks my heart when it was like...
Friendships get thrown away kidding me? Over something so yeah. insignificant in the grand scheme
of things. Yeah, and you lose track of why you became friends in the first place.
Mm. And you forget what's important to you both in the friendship.
Mm-hmm, because of external factors.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? That's what just came up to me. Because now knowing, like... friendships do come and go, and then there's some that like stay, some may even come like 5 books later.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how the heck did you come back into my life?
Well, and it's also making me think of the stories you hear of people that started out hating each other and then they're like best of friends. You're like, how
crazy
was it out? Like, mm-hmm. how is that possible? So yeah, no, I agree. I think definitely that's a really good point. Like, we're certainly not saying like handcuff someone to you and force them to be your friend.
Yeah. You're not allowed to go anywhere.
But what we're talking about is being a stand for your friendships that are important to you.
Yeah.
And dealing with, yeah, when they're not working.
Yeah.
And not like just, you know, we live in such a throwaway society.
Yeah.
Don't let it go. Be a throwaway. Yeah. Over something ridiculous. You know, like... like there's a sale on this new person and you're like, I want to be their friend. I'm going to ditch this friend.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just be present to if you want this person in your life. And you generally know as well, I think, like who the friends are that you're really committed to doing life with.
Yep.
Not to say that you kind of like flick other people off like, oh, I'll be okay if we're not friends anymore. It's not that. It's more just zoning in on who contributes to your life. Like when we had that quote, surround yourself with the doers, the believers. Yeah. You know, all of that.
So important. Like, the inner circle.
Yeah, when you've got that rich inner circle of people, and it could literally be one other person. Yeah, like when we say inner circle, I'm not saying you have to have a big group of friends. Mm. But you generally will have like your go-tos and you keep them in your life because they contribute in a way that makes a real difference to you and vice versa. So just, yeah, we're talking about how to sustain those friendships and to
nurture them
and evolve, like, yeah. And how do you deal with that and how does that occur? And we can only share from our friendship and our experiences as well as what we've dealt with in the past and things like that. So,
and we're far from it, by the way. You know how we started off with like Oprah's 40-year friendship with Gail.
Mm.
Like, we've only been friends
for coming up to
2 years,
but
right?
But even then, like, I suppose it was more like the Melbourne course
that That's
was
a good point. Actual, the less than 2 years,
like closer friendship. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So yeah, but in saying that, still like coming up 2 years.
Yeah.
But still, in the grand scheme of things, quite a small amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And we're taking it like day by day.
Mm.
We don't want you guys to stress out, like, like April and I, we don't know if we're gonna be like friends like for 40 years, right? But at least we're gonna give ourselves like our all, no matter what happens, and gonna be there for each other. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that like authentically, like, yeah, we have just started this journey. And we're like up for it as well. So no matter where you are, if you currently don't have like your precious inner circle yet. Like, you can start today. Like, it's never too late is also what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So you can even create that. Like, even though, and I know a lot of people out there don't have that.
Mm.
Yeah. Some people have shared with me already. Like, it's fine. Like, and also don't wait for it. You sometimes have to put yourself in environments where those people are.
Like, yeah, like the people you want in your life.
Yeah, people kind of just like take it as like, oh yeah, they'll just pop out of nowhere.
Mm.
The thing is, they will. They might not. They will. However, I think, and this is going to be our next podcast, I believe, but they will only come, I believe, from personal experience, is when you're happy with yourself.
And I was just about to say, we've done a full circle here, because that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You can't let anybody in and attract the people you really want in your life if you're not ready to receive them.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to attract people that are correlated to the life you're living, aren't you? Like, that's why, you know, when people go down a bad path, all of a sudden they've got, like, people that will support the bad path.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they'll push away people that support a different path.
Mm-hmm.
So you attract what you kind of put out. Put yourself into the world.
Yeah.
So you start thinking about what kind of people you're attracting.
Yeah.
And yeah, and just being like the person you want to be and the person you'd want to be friends with.
Yeah.
Like, I always think, like, would I want to be friends with me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do I offer in a friendship?
That's good access. Yeah, that's one choice away.
Yeah.
People think that it might take a few years or weeks.
Yeah, and think that you have to, like, develop yourself.
Yeah,
and, like,
nah.
And deal with all this stuff before you can be a good person. No.
It's literally a switch, and don't feel bad about it.
Mm.
Don't feel bad about it. Because on the other side of that line, there are people waiting for your love, if that makes any sense. Like, there are people waiting for you to contribute to them. Subconsciously as well. Like, they're not physically waiting for you, but people out there in the world
at the end of your draft would
who would love to have you in their lives. That's what I'm saying. So cool. I think we're gonna wrap it up. This has been a real this has been an awesome podcast. I've learned a lot about how I see friendships, and it's a good reflection as well.
Thanks, Oprah, for inspiring us.
Yes, and Gail. We hope to meet you one day.
And I'm just thinking, in terms of an action, because that's like
what I
think,
of course,
you know, makes our podcast so different, is that we don't just like sit here talking and be like, okay, see ya, bye. We think about what could people take on, and obviously you take it on or you don't. But what makes a real difference is actually action, not just talking about stuff. So in terms of this podcast, though, I'm a little bit stumped. Like, what do you think an action would be?
I have one.
Okay.
And it's going to require a lot of courage for many people. Okay. What do you think of if you already have a friend that is so special to you, right? And you haven't communicated yet how special they are to you, and you actually want to commit to that friendship? Have that conversation with them, number one. And for the people that don't have one yet, to somehow create it for them, or to start, as we just said, start loving yourself, or like just creating the type of person you really want to be in life. To start attracting that.
Yeah, which comes down to, yeah, looking within before you look out there. Okay, well,
can that be?
I think that's it.
Okay, just be authentic with them. Be vulnerable. Be vulnerable with yourself, and it will require honesty. You know,
could even be revisiting friendships you thought you'd let go of.
That's option number three.
Like, is there anyone in your life that, as you've been listening, you're like, what happened to that friendship? Like, I really loved that person, and now we're not close anymore. Maybe it's time to revisit that and actually recreate a brand new friendship with that person. Like, that's always there too.
And that may require, because we don't know obviously what happened, but that may require you forgiving yourself or them.
Mm. And I think just looking at what's more important to you, holding on to whatever it is that perhaps is creating distance versus what you know that friendship, I don't know, gives you or... Yeah, like, because you do, you have to let go.
You definitely have to let go of something.
If you want it, you're going to have to give something up or let go.
Mm-hmm.
And it might even be a conversation that you both do that, I don't know.
Yeah. And at least through that conversation, you'll know if they're in it as well. Because it is a two-way thing, right? It is a commitment.
Actually, just on that note, that just reminded me of that lady that shared in our seminar the other week.
Mm-hmm.
How she was super best friends with this lady, remember? And they had a bit of a falling out. Yep. And then, like, what was still with her, though, is, like, none of their argument mattered. She just wanted her back in her life.
Yeah.
And they both had a conversation after quite some time had passed. Maybe, like, was it 3-6 months that they hadn't talked? And that was, like, unusual. It was literally, like...
I thought it was 3 years, but okay.
Was it 3 years?
Yeah. Like a proper far conversation.
Out, maybe.
Yeah.
And anyway, it just took her picking up the phone saying, like,
yes,
our friendship is more important to me than what went down.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're reconnected and, like, have regenerated their friendship and created a new one.
Yeah.
That's what I think is amazing, is you can actually create a new type of friendship with a person you've had a friendship with.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be the same friendship. You just create it.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, it sounds bizarre, but it actually is possible.
It's so real, though.
Hmm.
So real.
Hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So those are the three actions. Reconnect with someone who you've have disconnected with. Number two, be honest with yourself and start giving yourself or asking yourself, like, what type of person you want to be to start attracting people that can contribute to that being. And number three... being honest already,
someone
in your life already, just be honest with them, just give them some love. You'd be like, hey, like, I just wanna say thank you for being an awesome friend, and whatever happens in the future, I just wanna, I don't know,
yeah, make it up,
you know what I mean.
Mm.
yeah
cool,
thank
I think that's great.
All right, guys, thank you Oprah, thank you Gail for being inspiration. And please, if you have any questions, guys, yell out. We'd love to even listen to stories of other friendships out there. That'd be really cool.
That would be so cool.
You know?
And if you've got any, like, things that we haven't touched on and you've got, like, a long-term lasting friendship, what are your non-negotiables? What is it that has had your friendship evolve and continue to... be in your life? That would be really cool to know as well,
because we want to spread more, like, we want to create these types of friendships. I think that's one of our missions with this podcast, creating more and more of these friendships that are so robust
and real.
Yeah,
surface level.
It's like, boom,
yeah,
like, that's a life worth living with them,
like how they used to make things, you know.
Yeah.
To last.
That's it.
All right,
we love you all.
Goodbye.
Bye.